Aaron loved adventure. He was open to people, open to ideas, and open to places.
Rochelle Sobel's son, Aaron, died when his tour bus emerged from a tunnel, swerved into oncoming traffic, and careened down an embankment. His Turkish adventure vacation ended in tragedy. The bus driver and 21 other tourists also died. Aaron Sobel was 2 weeks away from graduating from medical school.
We were moving through an ice field, actually, when it happened.
Last month, this cruise ship in Antarctica struck an iceberg. Eli Charney and other survivors spent 4 hours in lifeboats waiting for rescue. Another adventure vacation gone wrong.
I thought I was going to lose my toes. I was freezing out there. So I didn't have a hat, I didn't have gloves, and I was freezing and very seasick on the lifeboat.
A Norwegian ship picked up the 154 people. Earlier this year, the same Norwegian ship rescued passengers aboard another cruise ship in Antarctica. Tourists to this frozen continent have more than doubled since the beginning of this decade. More and more travelers look to remote adventure spots for vacations, typically in other countries, in other continents. United Nations World Tourism Association figures show international tourism rose 6% over last year. The main areas of growth are in Asia and the Pacific, the Middle East, and Africa.
Mira, te estoy llamando para la reservación.
The U.S. Department of Commerce says American travel abroad is up 5% over last year.
China is becoming a very, very attractive destination.
Especially with the Olympics.
With the Olympics there, yes, this summer.
Bill Goldstein oversees five travel agencies in the Washington area. Some say the travel industry is reluctant to notify customers of global dangers to avoid scaring them away from vacations. Not so, says Goldstein.
If you're cautious and you're really intimidated by all this, you're not going to travel. But I think you need to do your homework, and I think that you need to be cautious.
The World Health Organization says road crashes account for 1.2 million deaths a year, whether people are traveling abroad or at home. The WHO predicts that by the year 2020, crash deaths will surpass the annual number of AIDS deaths, unless something is done. After her son's death, Sobel started the Association for Safe International Road Travel, or ASSERT, to fight for universal regulations, much like those covering planes and ships.
A road no longer belongs to an individual or an individual country. Roads are global. You are on my roads, I am on your roads. So what we really need is a global concept of road safety.
Her plea is getting heard. The United Nations passed a resolution setting up the first Global Road Safety Week. The U.S. Congress followed with resolutions supporting a World Day of Remembrance for victims and families.
So you would provide this to a school?
That's correct. We provide it to schools along with the road travel reports.
Sobel's organization publishes handbooks for students studying abroad. It also offers free road reports to travelers, detailing risks and road conditions for 150 different countries. ASSERT also has these pocket-sized safety guides in five languages. They tell passengers how to say, "Does this taxi have a seatbelt?" or "Please stop, I have to get out now." ASSERT believes an aware traveler is a safer one. It's a global effort in the name of the son who embraced life and adventure. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.